Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. This is a program that we really love doing because it's our mission. We bring people from the community into our studio who are doing awesome things to make this area a great place to live. And, you know, when I think of the next guest, the song that comes to mind, Jill Sayers, the president of Main Street Gettysburg, a song comes to my mind, you know, anticipation, anticipation. And here we are 21 days away from the Gettysburg Christmas Festival. And this is a big event that you pulled together. Can you talk on that for a little bit?
I sure can. So the Christmas Festival started actually 10 years ago this year. Really exciting. It took a rest during COVID, but we're back since that. It's grown over the last couple of years and really has brought more people and more participation into town. We're super excited about the fact that we have new things this year to add to the festival environment. But we're reaching so many people, so many businesses, and it really takes on a whole spirit of the holidays that I think brings the town and visitors together in a special way.
Yes, this is an event that's somewhat virtually free, and it brings a certain atmosphere to Gettysburg, all the way throughout the square, all the way down to Steinware, and people can walk the streets with joy and except for you. You got to say, all right, this is going on, that's going on. But I'm sure you have a great uplifting experience with this during that day.
Oh, it's a phenomenal opportunity. I really love this part of my job, largely because, like most of what Main Street Gettysburg does, it's all about collaboration. It's all about finding people in the community, organizations and businesses that are ready to step forward together and bring something that is unique and special that really has a signature effect on historic Gettysburg. And this is one of those grand opportunities. We work with all different partners, including lists of volunteers that come out to make this happen. So for me, it's just a weekend of, you know, certainly a lot of hard work, but I mean, the benefit on to see how that happens and what that does to feed the community is really inspiring. So I'm happy to do it.
And you're the best person for that. You know, the twinkle that you see in the children's eyes during this experience. Yeah. 10 years now?
10 years, yeah.
You've been with Main Street Gettysburg?
This is my fifth, going into my sixth year.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And can you give us an idea of what this was like 5 years ago?
Well, 5 years ago, it was COVID. So, yeah. So it really wasn't, it was like a placeholder. So, you know, we really couldn't have a huge event because we were still doing all the pandemic things. And so, but we came out of that in 2021 and delivered, you know, a festival that, you know, created opportunities, created entertainment pieces and other things that were all free to the community. And then with the encouragement that if the festival was free, the entertainment, some of the activities and all the things that would bring you to town, then that enables people to spend their money in our local businesses. And that's what that I want, is that, you know, I don't want to charge them for, you know, access to entertainment that we can find sponsors for and things. We want them to come to town, that there's free things to do, and then they can turn around and buy souvenirs or stay the night or, you know, take something home that's special or maybe even plan to come again. That's a big part of it, too.
Okay, so how has this changed? So I'm trying to get a view on, okay, property. I mean, COVID left a hole in our heart, you know. As a community, we did the best we could, and I'm sure this was one thing that was missed. So prior to COVID, what was the festival like? And then how has it changed?
Well, originally the Christmas festival started on Steinware Avenue as a Victorian Christmas, and I'm super excited to say that A Victorian Christmas is back on Steinway Avenue this year. That's huge. I'm thrilled to promote that. We have living historians coming. We have history presentations. We have Civil War music, a Civil War dance troupe. We have horses and military and civilian reenactors. It's really going to be a unique experience to Gettysburg itself. Very excited about how that's coming together. Games for kids, things for adults to do, you know, food and drink and all sorts of things that that just really make that part of the festival. Steinway Avenue is hosting live reindeer again, so if you've never met a live reindeer, it's a pretty cool opportunity. And just a lot of things that are going to bring the community together. And that's going to be a big footprint that I hope people go and enjoy, because it's, you're not going to find that anywhere else except Gettysburg.
Boom.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And to understand Steinway Avenue, it's unique in itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you actually have stages brought in, mm-hmm. Displays put together. The street itself is shut down.
We have two sections of Steinway Avenue that are going to be closed. So we have to provide for some through traffic and certainly have to provide for emergency services if they're needed. So mm-hmm. The south end of Steinway in front of the Heritage Center will be closed, as well as from Baltimore Street to the Dobbin House. Those two sections of the road closed. Will be closed. Wow. So through traffic will be allowed on Taneytown Road, so you'll still be able to you know, to get through. Mm-hmm. And so that's really helpful. But those areas are going to be closed. We will have a heated tent in front of the Heritage Center, and that's going to be one of our spaces for the stage. So again, live history presentations, Civil War music, a Civil War dance group, some really unique opportunities to connect, you know, and just be a part of history. We're going to bring history to life on Steinway Avenue.
History to life. I love that.
Absolutely.
You
know,
bring the past alive now.
Yeah.
So a great time having those areas to ourselves to create a fantastic atmosphere, music. Mm-hmm. But then the vendors that you have in that area, mm-hmm. that all of Steinway, some phenomenal businesses.
Absolutely.
You know, the Dobbin House itself, I can't imagine being able to even get in there that day. I mean, Tommy's Pizza, Appalachian Brewery Company, and being able to sit out there.
Yep.
And
they'll have their beer garden open. That's going to be super. Bantam Coffee is doing a coffee and hot chocolate bar. Of course, Dobbin House is always richly involved as a sponsor and participant. We're very grateful to them. And all the merchants along Steinway Avenue through the Steinway Business Improvement District are participating. So we're going to have lots of, you know, opportunities for people to connect with those businesses. You know, Cottage Creperie is doing a fundraiser for Main Street Gettysburg. So, you know, go check that out and do Crepes with a Cause. Look that up and see how you can support Main Street Gettysburg through that to help support next year's Christmas festival.
And with that, we need to say that any information that you want to know that we're speaking on today, you can go to your website.
Correct. So that's for the festival. It's agettysburgchristmasfestival.com.
Okay.
And if you want to check out Main Street Gettysburg, it's mainstreetgettysburg.org.
And Main Street Gettysburg does so much for our community. You know, we'll get back to talking about the festival, but this is just one event that you're involved with. It's the biggest one.
Correct.
You know, but you're either a partner in what other people are doing, or you're trying to get people involved in something that you guys are up to.
Absolutely.
And your impact on the community has grown throughout the years. So, you know, congratulations on what you're doing. We're very lucky to have you as a professional here in Gettysburg. You're very intentional.
Well, thank you.
And you're very strategic.
That is my background. I love planning. I mean, my goal with what I do is to leave it better than I found it. And I think it's our responsibility to prepare Gettysburg for the next generation of stewards that are going to take this over and be ready to have something that they're ready to preserve and protect and promote when it's time.
And the nice thing about Gettysburg is really nice because it's tourists. Mm-hmm. But as local people, to be able to go there and enjoy what's able, the variety of restaurants, mm-hmm. the variety of shops, which are able to exist because of the draw.
Absolutely.
And offer us a great experience.
Yes.
And then we're able to share that with the people coming in who love Gettysburg. Yeah. And Gettysburg has a great atmosphere.
It's a friendly place. You know, we're like the best small town in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're known around the world, which is amazing, because incredible things have happened here. I mean, Gettysburg was a thriving place before the battle happened. It really was a hub of economy at the time. That's why all the roads came together here. And mm-hmm. then the battle happened, and then tourism started literally right after. And then Lincoln came. And that really solidified, you know, our place, you know, in history and on the, you know, the visitation map probably forever, and which is exciting. So we have that challenge of preserving history so that we know, you know, what our past is, but we also have to, you know, make a path forward. And I think it's a delicate balance, but with the right people in place, I think we're making that happen. And I'm super excited to be part of that. It is an amazing atmosphere to know that we have such a welcoming destination, and we're ready to we're ready to greet people. So if it's their first visit, or if it's their 100th visit, or they come every year, or if we segue back to the festival has regulars now. I'm super excited. People that are turning this into a family reunion or a girls' weekend or whatever they're doing. Yeah. And it's becoming a steady part of their Christmas traditions, and I'm excited about that.
Unlike any festival there is here at Gettysburg. you talk about Gettysburg and our culture, our heritage. A very generous community. Look at the giving spree.
Absolutely.
Broke $4 million.
Amazing.
And I think that comes back to the culture of our ancestry. We're spiritual, very family minded, and very community minded. And that has passed on in our heritage. And now with the Main Street Gettysburg and a Christmas, Gettysburg Christmas Festival and other things that you're involved in, you make the past history, but you also make opportunities for the present, and those opportunities being business, being entertainment, being community impact. And then your third component is that you nurture our future and give vision to it. Wow, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Good job. Do you have a staff?
We're a staff. We're an office of two. So,
okay.
A lot of volunteers. So, we have a small contingent. They're just the two of us, but we have a lot of volunteers that make the rest of the pieces come together.
Can you give me a story of one or two of your volunteers?
Oh, volunteers, I mean, I can shout out so many volunteers. My favorite group, if I have a favorite, that's not fair, but has been around since 1999, and that's the From the Ground Up group. It's the cleanup group. So this is a group of people that meet every Monday morning from April to November, and then they come out again for the Christmas festival, and they literally clean up the streets and sidewalks of Gettysburg. It's amazing. Every week. Every week.
Wow.
It is just the biggest, most generous group of people. And I just can't shout them out enough because, I always say, they clean up after a party they didn't go to, and they just generously just make sure. So when you see the streets of Gettysburg being tidy and, litter free and the gutters not full of, whatever, whether it's, just napkins or receipts or cigarettes or whatever, they're picking all that stuff up. So it's not washing in the Chesapeake Bay, and it's not an eyesore for our community. So I love that group. They're just an amazing group.
And what's the name of that group again?
It's called From the Ground Up.
From the Ground Up. Never heard of them.
Yeah, it was founded by Dr. Samuel Mudd from the college
okay.
in 1999, and it continues today.
Talking about a love for a community.
Yeah.
You know, charity of giving up of your time, talents, and treasure to make everything better.
For everyone else. I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're a community, aren't they? They're a knit, they're kind of unified. They have fun coming together.
They do, yeah.
And I'm sure their leadership isn't one of top-down control, which like, no. I have this to give and yeah. let me go.
You know, I can shout out to Susan Noggle. She has been the head of From the Ground Up for 15 years. And we are finally transitioning that to kind of a shared leadership, you know, so that she's not responsible week in, week out. Because 15 years is a long time of volunteer service.
Yeah.
She's not gonna, nothing's gonna stop Susan.
Right.
She'll still be there. But we just have such giving people that they're gonna, you know, they're gonna work that as a team, and I'm excited about that. But then we have teams of people that come out for the Christmas festival. They help with setup, cleanup. All the things that need to be put out, taken away, whether it's, you know, signage that has to happen and all the things in between, posters that have to go up, the dragging out of chairs and tables and the things that, you know, get all set up and make it happen. We have people that jump in and make that possible. And, you know, and then we do have help for Giving Spree, for everything under the sun. And you know, a lot of what we do feels like it's behind the scenes. People don't realize we're doing it, but we have a lot of help in all that, and I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, that's the amazing part about our area is people connect. Mm-hmm. And a connected community is a great community. Mm-hmm. And the best way to connect is through the passion of your hearts. Mm-hmm. So you have all these people whose passions might be just Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. It might be that, okay, you've connected and you just enjoy the community of being together, working for a purpose. So, Susan Noggle, 15 years, pulling together to make our community a better place. And you said something that was very interesting also, Jill, is, you know, when you look at this area, there's a lot of nonprofits doing amazing things and you don't notice it because the things they're doing are great. And you don't see that gap.
Correct.
Right? And if they weren't there, you would notice it.
Absolutely.
And maybe you wouldn't notice some things because they're not a necessity, you know, but they add to the experience of being alive in this area and being in the community. So Steinware, boom, December 5th.
When we start, correct.
Will you be starting on Steinware?
We'll be starting, well, so the festival has grown a lot, okay, in the last 5 years. So we actually have way more partners than we had probably in the beginning. So, I mean, I can shout out the Adams County Arts Council, Seminary Ridge Museum, the Gettysburg Foundation at the Children of 1863 Museum, all of Steinware Avenue, the Majestic, Community Theater. We just have so many exciting partners that bring things to bear here. The Adams County Farmers Market is doing their winter market, and the Rec Park is doing a craft market. I mean, I just can't say enough about the things that are happening throughout town. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, December 5th, 6th, 7th, and lots of things happening at all those locations, including Lincoln Square. What's happening this year that's new that hadn't happened before is that we're working with GARMA and the tree lighting is December 5th on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we're excited for that to come together. That's going to literally kick off the festival that evening
okay.
at 6:30, mm-hmm. Followed by, drum roll, the Tuba Carol Fest. So the 29th annual Tuba Carol Fest will be at 7:00 that night.
Okay.
So Lincoln Square is going to be one of the places to be on Friday night for sure.
Mm.
But all through Saturday, there's programming through all those places. Also into Sunday, we'll have maps and materials. The website's being updated like every minute, you know, as we get things that are being added, including sponsors and other participation. You know, we're expecting anywhere from 15 to 20,000 people to come over the weekend.
And they are very important.
They are.
Because each individual that comes brings something special and unique to the square. Mm-hmm. You know, and what a great atmosphere it's going to be on December the 5th. And the lighting of the tree, it's awesome that it's the same.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. And that light's going to be turned on at
6:30. Santa will light the tree at 6:30.
Oh, yeah. Santa's coming for the kids.
Yeah, Santa's coming.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. And Garma is the ones who bring Santa.
Yep. Garma lights the tree, brings Santa. The Santa shanty will be open for everybody to meet Santa after that, as well as hours throughout the weekend and the rest of December. That's super exciting. We're so glad that's going to happen. Other things are happening on the square for the rest of that evening and in other places. So I just encourage people to seek out the details, you know, check out the website, all the things that are happening, and, you know, just make sure you come downtown. I do want to also point out, just for folks that are planning to come into town, so for Friday night, because it's going to be such a busy time, we've created a shuttle from the Hack parking lot to Lincoln Square, so you can park and ride for that night. So it's free parking, and you don't have to worry about a parking meter, all those things. Park at Hack, jump on the shuttle, it'll drop you off on Carlisle Street, and you can walk easily to Lincoln Square for the tree lighting for Tuba Fest, and then at the end of the evening, at the 8 o'clock hour, that shuttle will run again to take you back to your car.
So will the shuttle be running just two times?
On Friday night.
They'll be bringing, there's a time they're going to bring people from there?
Correct.
So what time, again, is that?
That is 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Bring you into town, and 8 to 9 will take you back.
So
on Friday.
Once the shuttle, at 5 o'clock, once the shuttle's full, it comes in, then comes back, and we'll do that till 6.
Till 6 o'clock.
Till 6 o'clock.
Keep making loops.
And then at the end, it starts making loops from?
From Carlisle Street at the top of the square back to Hack parking so that you get back to your car.
So they're constantly looping.
Yeah, for that hour, for both of those hours.
From 5 to 6
and
from
8 to 9.
8 to 9.
Yep.
You're trying to make it easy for everybody, aren't
we
you?
We are. And then for the weekend, so for Saturday, we'll have a shuttle that'll loop all the locations. So you can hop on those shuttles and get to the farmer's market, the Arts Council, to Seminary Ridge, to the square, to the Children's Museum, to Steinmore Avenue. So, you know, the historic district is less than a mile wide. So it's not that big, but the shuttles really make it easy, you know, especially if it's too cold or whatever, or if you got little ones walking with you, then you can get to all those places. The shuttles are free, so hop on. That's all day Saturday. Mm-hmm. We also have a special shuttle that's going to run three times during the day on Saturday and Sunday from Artillery Ridge Campground to Steinmore Avenue to help our reenactors that are joining us to get from the campground that they're staying at up to Steinmore Avenue. So we have so many people and so many volunteers that are joining us just to make this an extra special Christmas festival.
And don't worry, embrace the climate.
Yeah.
Embrace it. There are not only the climate of the people, mm-hmm. but you have tents for warming up.
We do.
On Steinmore, and you'll have one in the square?
One in the square. Okay. The one on Steinmore will be heated with entertainment and food. That'll be great. And other food that's available along Steinmore Avenue, including the brick and mortar restaurants and services there. And on Lincoln Square, we have the Festival Tavern Tent, which is a fundraiser for next year's festival. So we invite people to come and enjoy responsibly. We're kicking off something called Snow Globe Village this year. So gonna have to check that out. That's another fundraiser.
What is that gonna be? Don't make it a secret.
No, it's not a secret. Okay. It's gonna go out today, so I'm super excited. We've invested in some outdoor snow globes, so you can sit in that, have your dinner. It's gonna be a catered event with Adams County Winery Wine and Crete at 48 is going to do the catered menu. We have desserts from Sweeter Than Sap. It's a special opportunity to make a comfortable spot for you right in town that'll be warm, semi-private for you, but you'll be able to take in that whole atmosphere in this little lighted igloo with you and your friends. And it's a fundraiser for Main Street Gettysburg. So
How awesome is that?
We've never done this before, and I am so excited because they look super cool.
Can you imagine that experience?
I love it. It's going to be so awesome.
So this is a large globe.
Correct.
Can you see through it?
Yeah.
So you could be sitting in it, and people will be watching you, and they probably have some type of lighting show or something.
Yeah, there's lights on it, a little fleece blankie, and you can snuggle up in there with a glass of wine or a cup of hot chocolate, whatever you want to do. You can see the tree and the people, and still have a space.
You have your tents where people can get drink.
Yep.
And they're allowed to walk around with a cup?
Open container is within the road closure area. It'll be marked. It will be marked, but yes, you can do that.
And probably not glass.
No, we have no glass. No glass.
No glass.
No,
don't bring your own.
No, don't bring your own. You have to come to the festival tavern tent. And that's how that works. So we're excited about that. We have food in the festival tavern tent. We're super excited about Mama Ventura's and the Gary Owen helping us out this year. They're going to have hot food in the tent. And so that's going to be a new opportunity as well. So, and then I would be remiss. I talked about the entertainment that's happening on Steinware, but the festival tavern tent is full of entertainment. So we're full of music for the whole 3 days. Very excited about that. A lot of community things that are going to be happening on Baltimore Street, including Ice Avenue, which is ice sculptures that are sponsored by the businesses along Baltimore Street. So that's happening.
And that has grown?
That is up to 21 ice sculptures. So yeah, there's a little map that's gonna be included so you can go check all those out. There's gonna be a live ice carving on Saturday at 10 so you can watch Danny Kissel with his chainsaw carve a ice sleigh that you can sit on to take your picture when he's all done.
Oh boy.
So that's super. But we're gonna have games, human foosball for the kids that know what Gaga Ball is. We're doing Gaga Ball this year. If you don't know a middle schooler, you gotta find a middle schooler and they'll tell you all about it. And we have some community groups that are gonna do some other performances just on Baltimore Street. We're gonna have DJs. So there's going to be a lot of festive things happening to get you in the mood and ready to just, start your holiday season in a great way.
For family.
Yeah.
Great for family.
Family.
You have a stage that you put up in front of the library?
Not a stage in front of the library this year. We're going to do DJ music in front of the library. I love the library. The library is so amazing. It's such a magnificent backdrop, but it's really hard to heat. And we've found that really to be difficult in the last couple of years. We've kind of shifted there, but we will have the heated tent, the heated tents in at Steinware and on the square. That people have, there's warming stations. We have groups that are giving away free hot chocolate. We have,
So if you want to walk the area, there's areas that you will have a heater that people can stop and have hot cocoa.
Or you can just pop in to just warm up. And I'm hoping it's not miserably cold this year. That was last year. So this year it's going to be perfect. I know it's going to be just festively cold, but not miserable.
It's going to be what it is, but the nice thing is you're going to be with friends. And you're creating opportunities that's unique.
Yeah.
For example, the globes. Where could you go and have that and then be able to walk a few blocks and enjoy the ice sculptures? And then have the lighting and the tuba fest and all this, the traditions. Like you said, you've created opportunities for families to become a family of Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And come back over and over and share this experience with their community. Yeah. Oh, I'm just so amazed. It's gonna be fun.
It's good. People come and they make memories that they can't have anywhere else. And we encourage them to just enjoy their time here and absorb all that. And then maybe make another plan to come back. Because if it's this awesome in December, how fun is it if you come in the summer or the fall? And maybe we'll make a repeat visitor out of them and that they'll really get hooked on what we know is so amazing in Gettysburg, which is everything.
Yeah, I'm going to be selfish.
Okay.
Gary Owens.
Yeah.
They have a salad there that has beets, pickled beets, and it has egg and greens, and it's a salad that every bite you take, it's like juice. You know, it's just flavor. Gary Owens.
Yeah. We're excited.
And that's what you could learn. I mean, we have many restaurants that are amazing in Gettysburg. Yeah. And upper crust, you know, what a great experience that is with the glass doors that open up. And some other sponsors that you might want to mention.
I'd love to shout out some sponsors. So, along Steinway Avenue, so many that come to mind, but Appalachian Brewing Company is one of our tavern sponsors. Gettysburg Eddie's is a great sponsor along there. Bantam Coffee, the Dobbin House, and I'm sure I'm forgetting, O'Rourke's is participating this year, and so many others. Coming up the rest of the street, we have so many retailers that are sponsoring. Like I said, Ice Avenue has a whole list of sponsors that are coming out. Shout out to Lark and Gettysburg Goods for being a sponsor. And we have some large name sponsors like Wellspan that joins us, the Gettysburg Foundation, American Battlefield Trust is a sponsor, the Steinway Improvement District is a sponsor, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a bunch of them. They're all listed on our website. I'm excited to promote all of them. We have like restaurants and retailers that are, and we're just so happy to promote them because they are what makes Gettysburg so unique. You mentioned earlier, those of us that live here get to enjoy all these things because this is such a thriving tourist destination. Mm-hmm. And those things wouldn't exist without that demand. Mm-hmm. And so we get to enjoy all those shops and restaurants and things because of that. And this is a way to give back and to make sure that we're promoting that those opportunities so that we can continue to have our economy thrive and we can enjoy it as locals and we can share it with people that visit.
And this is an opportunity for people who are 20 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles or more to just come in and enjoy, and you're making it easier with the shuttle. But they can come here, as you mentioned, any time of the year because our greatest assets never leave. That's our local people here. Our local people here love to serve. You know, love the passion in their businesses. You could see the detail that they put into making it the best it can be. And there's more events other than the Christmas festival that goes on throughout the year.
Absolutely.
The Dobbin House, their spinach salad. Phenomenal.
Oh, everything at the Dobbin House.
Isn't it?
True.
Yeah. You know,
everything.
And their tavern area, the uniqueness of going down there. You could almost mention any restaurant or establishment in Gettysburg, and I will have something that they have that's unique.
Yep.
But you can go to the website to learn more. You can go to the website to learn how to become a volunteer.
Absolutely.
And you might have an idea for next year's.
Sure.
But please wait till this year is over. No, don't wait. Just send in your ideas. Because the more we can get people involved in this, it adds the spice to the whole experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just by coming and sharing your compassion and joy would be great. I must have missed something. Other than all the amazing things that you've grown Main Street Gettysburg and created a family and created an opportunity. I want to say again, a great community is a community that is connected. And the best way to become connected is to ask yourself, what brings you joy? What's the passion of your heart? And instead of sitting at home, you can find an organization that is associated with that passion. And a good place to start is volunteering for Main Street Gettysburg. December the 5th, 6th and 7th, the Sparta Square is gonna be closed?
Correct.
And that don't happen often. I mean, That's a big deal to close.
It's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. Okay, and you talked about the activities, the sponsors, the growth. Oh, there's so much free activities. So we want you to enjoy the opportunity that the businesses offer you, but you don't have to spend any money.
No, you can come and enjoy all of it. That's why we have such amazing sponsors that enable all those things. You know, everything from the road closure to the signage to the maps to the porta potties and all the things that have to, you know, the tents, the heaters, and the rented chairs and things that, you know, that Main Street doesn't own. So we make all this happen through sponsorships. And those things are, like I said, those things through the sponsors are so important because then people can come, enjoy this community opportunity, this community event, and have it be part of their tradition for their family or their friends. And then highlight all things Gettysburg for the holidays. And then hopefully it's a boost, you know, I know it's a boost for our local businesses, and it really puts a shot in the arm in our local economy at the end of the year. You know, our tourist economy used to really slow down after Remembrance Day in November, and the Christmas festival has extended that calendar into December, and then we have that follows on with, you know, the New Year's Eve celebration, and we're really making Gettysburg as much as possible a year-round destination. There's always something to do here, always, and certainly for festival weekend there's a lot to do. So I encourage people to come out and experience all of it, and you know, if you don't see it all this year, you got to come back next year.
Right. And you've made it so it's unlike any experience you could have in Gettysburg. The weather is nice. It keeps you alive and moving, but it's comfortable because there's places to warm up, not just one. And each place that you have to warm up is a different, unique experience.
Absolutely.
You know, that you can have with your family. And just being around other people brings an energy to everything. So you can go to Gettysburg the weekend of a Gettysburg Christmas festival and be very, very comfortable. There's no you sitting in your house and saying, you know, I'm not gonna be comfortable, you know, I'm gonna be cold or no, because you're not. And you're gonna see other people, you're gonna see people you know, you're gonna see people that you wanna know. Just awesome job. But remember, Gettysburg loves loves. And
I know. And then, yeah, then, see, then we roll into the new year.
The new year.
And then we've got America 250 PA
coming up.
And in 2026. And there's going to be a whole calendar of events that are happening. So, you know, that's one of the most amazing things about Gettysburg is there's always something to do here.
And not everything is originated from Main Street Gettysburg.
Oh no.
But it's supported.
Absolutely.
If something's happening, there's a 98.5% chance that somehow you guys are involved. You
know? I'm happy to partner and support anything that's gonna promote the longevity and the investment that we need to keep this as a vibrant place to live, work, and play. I mean, that's one
vibrant,
of the things that I love.
Safe and thriving.
Yeah.
I can't let you leave without sharing with us the growth of Main Street Gettysburg. I mean, you guys have some exciting initiatives that you're in the middle of or in the beginning of, or you're constantly planting seeds and they're growing. Can you share?
I can, and I'm happy to. So yeah, Main Street's been working on several initiatives for years, and a couple of them are really starting to take root finally. So one of them is the Gettysburg Welcome Center project. That's been in the works for at least 7 years. We're getting ready to break ground probably this month. I'm really excited about that. The contracts have been awarded. That's going to be at 340 Baltimore Street. That's, in case somebody doesn't realize why it's there, that is dead center of the historic district. So as you park at the Racehorse Alley parking garage and you start to walk downtown Gettysburg, that's the halfway point. Mm-hmm. So if you need a pit stop, if you need to ask directions, if you need to change a diaper or get a drink of water, that's your spot. Or mm-hmm. Conversely, if you're starting on Steinway Avenue at the Heritage Center and you're walking north, it's the same thing. So it's really designed to be to create a more of a walkable downtown so that people have access to the things that they need. Public restrooms has been a need downtown for decades, and so we're going to solve that. There's a federal grant involved, and so that's finally moving forward. Super excited about that. The Baltimore Street Project, which is a huge project from the cemetery all the way to Lincoln Square, is all about fixing the infrastructure under the roads, as well as making the roads, the sidewalks and the roads at the top with, sidewalks that are passable, that are ADA compliant, that has, good lighting for safety, safe crosswalks for the kids that walk to the schools in our downtown, and lots of those elements that have been talked about. But that's currently funded through design and engineering. So the engineers right now are figuring out all the things from underground to the top and what that's going to look like and where that's going to go. So that is happening, and so we're moving that ball forward. Working on creating an Elm Street district in the third ward near Lincoln Cemetery and the Rec Park and the new Hopkins House Museum that's going to be happening on Washington Street from the Adams County Historical Society. Super excited about how we're going to revitalize that neighborhood, create some safer sidewalks, crossings, lighting, and things that will enable the history of that neighborhood to come to life. So those are just a few of the things that we're working on, and lots of other things for America 250 PA and other things that, we're busy all the time. And we do our engraved brick program every year. So if you don't have a brick on Lincoln Square, you need to give me a call. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty going on, and I would encourage anybody that, that wants to get involved, I'd love for you to get involved with Main Street Gettysburg, but there's at least 100 nonprofits in Adams County that would love to have volunteers to help them, push their mission forward to serve other people that live here.
Right.
Yeah.
And Main Street Gettysburg is a great place to start.
Absolutely.
To find out what else exists.
Sure.
Because you're tied in to the heartbeat of our Gettysburg.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are doing amazing things. I mean, helping with the infrastructure, making it the best it can be. I mean, you look at your vision. Not only do you bring life to the past, opportunity to the future, present. I mean, you make the present better. But the vision of the future of what this area can be is amazing. So I can talk about your awesomeness forever.
You're very kind.
Jill, thank you so much for choosing Gettysburg to share your abilities, your talents and your skills, your intentionality, your strategic insights, your ability to collaborate with others, make them feel comfortable, want to come back and do it again. You are an asset to us. Thank you so much, Jill.
Oh, well, thank you, Ray. Yes. This has been awesome.
Yeah. So. Would you like to say something before we leave?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just want to thank everyone going back a couple weeks to the Giving Spree. So thank you for supporting Adams County, for supporting Main Street Gettysburg. I think that's phenomenal. We look forward to seeing you at the Christmas Festival. So I hope you will kick off your holidays with us. If you have any questions about anything that Main Street Gettysburg is involved in or want to join us as a volunteer, we'd be happy to hear from you. So give us a call or drop us an email, and we hope to see you at the Christmas Festival.
Thank you, Jill.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for spending time listening to all the exciting things that Main Street Gettysburg is doing. Again, I guarantee you will have the time of your life if you participate on December the 5th, 6th, and 7th with the Main Street Gettysburg, a Gettysburg Christmas Festival. Make it better, be there. Bring your personality, bring your passion. Thanks for watching this segment, And until we get the chance to meet again, be happy. And you're precious. Thank you for being with us today.